Law enforcement, ambulance, and fire. Dispatchers using a base station to communicate with first responders in the field can now upgrade and reconfigure their systems for under $500. The Radio Internet Protocol Communications Module, or RIC-M, could save an agency as much as $15,000 to replace an entire system. Christine Lee is the program manager for the Science and Technology First Responders Group at Homeland Security. She told me about the device and what DHS is doing with it.
For the last year, basically, we've been trying to follow the process for the successful transition. So since the inventor who has developed this technology turned over the IP rights to the DHS S&T, and we have applied, submitted a patent application back in April 2014, and then we just submitted a trademark application last, November 2014.
Okay, review for me what the technology is.
Basically, technology is current, the way that the system is set up for the legacy base station. It's not a P25 compliance, which means it's not interoperable and it's not IP capable. And the legacy system is basically, it's all proprietary equipment. So what that means is if you buy the base station from one vendor, then you will have to buy the same vendor data interface unit, and then you have to buy the same vendor dispatch console. Okay, so that was how it was set up in the past. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to develop the interface between the legacy base station to the dispatch console so that if the legacy base station is still operational, then you can basically, if you have to replace the dispatch console by putting this RIC-M interface in between it, you can basically go out and have options of buying a different console.
So in other words, you wouldn't have to buy everything new, but you could put this interface in and then buy anybody's radios, and it would kind of translate all of the frequencies and so forth through the legacy system that you have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and also another problem is a legacy base station is no longer supported. So the manufacturer no longer produces it. So there are thousands and thousands of units out there, basically, to have meet the P25 capability. And also, base station is a pretty expensive item. If you have to replace the base station to the new product, which means it could cost around $15,000. And if your base station is still operational, and by putting a RIC-M in between it, you don't have to replace the base station. So which means you can continue to use the base station for another 10, 15 years of life, and then just to replace the other, equipment.
So what is the objective in getting a patent on this and a trademark? Is this so that DHS can then license it to manufacturers to create a market in this equipment?
Yes. Basically, what we're trying to do right now is we're going to be providing a license agreement to several vendors in commercial market so that they can basically sell in a commercial market. And then so user community can go to them to buy. And so, we wanted to create a competitiveness. So that's the reason why, we are giving a license agreement to the multiple vendors.
And so will also grants to localities, local police departments and first responders, will those grants be dependent on them using this technology with the money so that it gets out there and gets widely used?
I'm not really sure whether grant money is specifically tied to this product or not. I believe that first responders normally, when they have grant money, they can use that money to buy this technology because this technology is not expensive. So you're looking at, depending on the quantity they buy, basically it's somewhere between $350 to $500 per unit. So instead of purchasing $15,000 new base station and plus new consoles, that could cost a lot of money for each system. So you can basically save a lot of money. According to one of the agency who actually try out the production-ready prototype a few months ago. So he basically says user could save somewhere between 50 to 75% of the cost.
We're speaking with Christine Lee. She is with the Science and Technology First Responders Group. She's the program manager there within the Department of Homeland Security. And what about the radios, the handsets themselves? Can a local agency retain its handsets, or does this new technology also require new handheld radios?
No, it does not require a new handheld radio. This is basically interface between a base station and console, and the radio is beyond it. So, I mean, this is not really targeting for the specific radio.
Okay, so that means that the vendors like Motorola and Raytheon, and I guess, I don't know, there's a bunch of them, that make radios can continue to make radios the way they have been?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the purpose then of this new technology that you're patenting is to preserve base station investments.
Yes, basically, you know, we wanted to continue to use the old base station, which is still operational. Instead of spending money to replace with the new base station, you know, you can continue to use it. And also, what this does is meets the, you know, P25 standard. And also, it complies with the, what it's called, it's a TI. IA-102 Baja specification.
Okay, and what does that do?
Basically, that specification is really for the wireless, you know, community. They want it to be, you know, open standard internet protocol capable, so that you know, when the base station with the dispatch consoles and the user web-based notebook computer they use, you want it to be able to utilize the IP protocol to basically make the system work. Currently, this legacy base station does not have IP capable.
And so this gives it the IP capability.
That's right.
So you're patenting this technology. Is any of it in production at this point?
Once we put a license agreement in place with the vendor, then, you know, they will probably start making the unit, depending on how many users request to buy it. But right now, I have a lot of interest from the user community, not just the first responder community, but also a lot of the federal agencies, you know, who has to have like a, you know, 911 or dispatch centers, and those agencies, they all very much interested in this technology.
And so the technology will be like a box that you put in a rack?
No, this is actually the very small item. It's an interface board. So when you look at it, probably size of the little bigger than BlackBerry.
Okay, and it's next to the base station. It's not out in the field.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And also another side benefit is right now the legacy base station, you know, you must connect it to the console. And with this interface, actually, you can work without a console too. You know, if you put a two or more RICM together, then it could work too. And also, this will support the analog.